Stand still. Sit still. Be still. In Isaiah 52, verse 12, we read, "You shall not go out with haste." What a marvellous power there is in stillness. We are so often in such a hurry. We must always be up and doing. We are in danger of not giving God a chance to work in us. God never says to us, "Stand still," or "Sit still," or "Be still," unless he is going to do something. Stand still and let God work in your life. Sit still and listen to the whisper of the Spirit in your heart. Be still and know that I am God. God has one eternal purpose concerning us, a plan that floods the pages of Scripture. His plan is that we should be like his Son. His plan is that we should be conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus. We read in Romans 8:29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And at times he brings us into a vacuumed season of passive stillness to bring us into line with his desire, his will, his heart. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still, nor deem these days, these waiting days, as ill. The one who loves thee best, who plans thy way, has not forgotten thy great need today. And if he waits, 'tis sure he waits to prove to thee his tender child, his heart's deep love. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still. Thou longest much to know thy dear Lord's will, while anxious thoughts would almost steal their way corrodingly within because of his delay. Persuade thyself in simple faith to rest that he who knows and loves will do the best. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still, nor move one step, not even one, until his way hath opened. Then, ah, then how sweet, how glad thy heart, and then how swift thy feet, thy inner being then, ah, then how strong, and waiting days not counted then too long. Sit still, my daughter, just sit calmly still. What higher service couldst thou for him fill? 'Tis hard, oh yes, but choicest things must cost. For lack of losing all, how much is lost. 'Tis hard, but then he giveth grace to count the hardest spot the sweetest place.